This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Tensions flared in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University over the war in Gaza on Friday, echoing similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. Freddie Joyner from Reuters reports.
Riot police arrived to ease tensions after pro-Israeli protesters came to challenge pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Some pro-Palestinian students had been occupying a university building overnight, demanding the institution condemn Israel's actions. The protests in Paris echoed similar demonstrations on U.S. campuses. On Friday, close to 200 protesters gathered at George Washington University, a few blocks from the White House, carrying Free Palestine posters and chanting slogans. Meanwhile, in New York, Columbia's embattled president, Manoush Shafiq, has come under renewed pressure on Friday as a university oversight committee met to address her attempt 2 weeks ago to clamp down on protests that have roiled the Ivy League school and spread across the country.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese Minister of Public Security Wang Chuhong in a meeting on bilateral cooperation in areas including counter-narcotics and law enforcement. Blinken says he appreciated the cooperation in counter-narcotics with China and that there's more that needs to be done.
Our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Both Blinken and Wang echoed the recent communication between the presidents of